So they're calling it second and seven. So it's a 3-yard gain here. Clock running, 14:24 in the opening quarter. Twins left. Tailback Johnson on Raby's left. Tight end wing left in the form of Reed Breckheimer. Here's a snap. And they're going to Johnson again. A kind of a delayed run. And he gets a couple more hard-earned yards again. Well covered by this smaller Milliken D-line and linebackers. So, it does set up a manageable third and five.
I find Coach Buda's play selection interesting here and who he's giving the ball to.
You know, they like to rip that ball. They like to fling it, but they also they do run more than they pass, believe it or not. 13:44 and counting, a big third and five play. Ball still in the right hash here at the 25-yard line. Twins right, twins left, tight package on the left. Split end goes to Mo. No, that's Mikey Johnson. Empty backfield for Raby. Here's a snap. Raby looks to his right, and he's going to run this one. He's got first down yardage, yes, and he slides safely into the 32-yard line. So the Pios will move the sticks, and, you know, it's been one of my, I hate to say critiques, but I want to see Raby run the ball more, knowing that he is a threat in the open field. But first and 10, clock winding, 13:12 and counting. Twin packages both sides. Johnson on Raby's left. Johnson played fullback the entire game for the Pios in the last game against Carthage. Had a good game, too. Quick pass to Eichstad on a little down and in, and he's got close to a first down there, about nine and a half yard gain, about half a yard from the stick. So great little completion and good extra yards after catch there. As soon as he caught the pass, he swung and wrestled forward for another couple yards. So second and one, 12:39 and counting. Ball in the left hash now at the Pioneer 41. Twins right, single receiver left. Tight end wing left. Johnson on Raby's left. Here's a snap. Raby looking to his right. Now down the middle. Now back to the left. He's got Sammy Muth underneath the car on an underneath play. And he gets all the way to the 45 of Milliken. First down and then some. Muth came from the right flanker underneath coverage beautifully by looking to his right. I think Raby fooled some part of the Milliken defense there.
Pioneers are running an efficient offense here.
It almost looked like a zone coverage on that, Greg, the way that Muth got open underneath. Ball on the left hash here, 45-yard line, first and 10, 45 of Milliken. Twins right, single receiver left. Johnson on Raby's right this time. Tight end wing left, and that's Trevor Hancock now in the tight end spot, number 40. 11:55 and counting. Opening drive of the game. Here's the handoff to Johnson up the middle. He's got some good room there for about a 4 or 5 yard gain. Nice hole. Good movement by that O-line pushing those big blue back. The Milliken D-line looked like they were on roller skates on that play. So a lot of credit to Coach Ackerman's O-line. So here they are. They're right back at the ball here. They're calling it second and six with 11:24 remaining in the first quarter. Opening drive. Twins right. Single receiver left. Johnson on Raby's left, ball on the left hash. Here's a snap. Raby looking to his left. He's got Mikey Coleman underneath. Coleman's our mech. He gets all the way to the 20. A beautiful short pass for big yardage. And he had everyone fooled, including me. I thought he was going for Eichstad on a down and in pattern.
What did we say, Don? There's nothing normal about the Bloomington Fly.
You're right. Nothing normal about the Bloomington Fly. Thank you. And, in fact, it was so abnormal, I didn't even know he was in the lineup. I thought it was still Marky Johnson. So even with the orange shoes, the Fly fooled us. So ball at the 20, first and 10, 10:55 remaining. Tight receiver formation, single left, twins right close to the line. Fakes a handoff to John Coleman. He's rolling out right now. He's looking left. He's got Muth, but there is an easy, obvious interference call there. There's a corner pattern to Muth, but the corner pushed him down. Kind of got confused there in the sun, I think. So let's take a look here. That's Wasu Lawal, the 5'10 junior from Jacksonville, Florida, who got caught for that one. And it was a really good-looking play because, again, had everybody thinking he was going right, and then he turned to his left and threw a corner pattern there right near the end zone. So refs are still in discussion, but I guess you're probably calling it half the distance to the goal line. Maybe that's what they're trying to figure out. Normally that's a 15-yard penalty in college, but because we're in the red zone, they're...
Oh, I think they just said ball blue placed at the spot of the foul.
Yeah, no, it's actually at the 9-yard line, and he was maybe the interference started there, but when that final push was right around the 2-yard line, that Muth went down, and the flag came flying. So, but hey, we'll take it. 10:42 remaining in the first quarter. It's first and goal, 7 yards to go for the Pios. Ball on the left hash, Twins right. Johnson on Raby's right. Here's the snap. Hand off to Johnson up the middle, and he flows through. Touchdown, Pios!
Marcus Johnson.
Marcus Johnson up the one hole on the right side. Puts the Pios on the board. As the point after team comes out, led by the French-Canadian senior from Kenosha, Jake Laurent.
We love those French-Canadians.
Only Canadian. I don't know. Jake could be Scotch-Romanian for all I know. Tyler McLean, the senior, holding for Laurent. High snap, but it's held down, and the X point is good. So at 10:37 in the opening quarter, the Pios strike first blood, leading Milliken 7-0. We'll be right back in the Pioneer Football Radio Network after these quick messages. Calvin, take it away for a 30-second break.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome back to Schneider Stadium on this beautiful autumn afternoon. After some Halloween snowfall, the Indian summer has returned here in the Shaw. Jake Laurent, who added the seventh point, will kick off to number 10, Jace Edwards, and number 2, Joseph Bibbs. So, and wanted to shout out Marcus Johnson, the 5'7", 175-pound freshman from Hazelcrest. The diaper dandy scored his first collegiate touchdown, a 7-yard scamper up the middle to give the Pios the early lead with 10:37 remaining. Here's the kickoff, and it's a shorter kick. It'll be caught at the 10. He's going upfield. He's got some good room. Finally tripped up the 36-yard line. So a very good return for Jace Edwards, as Aiden Guy Lombardo comes out to start the New Year's Eve party for Milliken in good field position. Pio defense looking really pumped up there. We see Steven Lazarus doing some high elbows to
that's great.
Fellow D linemen and some linebackers. So here come the big blue. And we've got balls on the right hash here at the 34-yard line. Twins left, single receiver right, tight end wing right. Tailback on Lombardo's right. Here's a snap. It's going to be a handoff to the tailback on the right. He finds a good little hole there. Oh, he breaks through. He's got first down yards. He's still going. 40, 35. Pushed out of bounds at the 30. Matthew Salazar, the 5'8 junior from San Antonio, Texas. We do have a flag,
we
I heard.
We have a flag, yep.
Is it a late one or an early one? Let's see. Clock is running. No, I guess there is no flag.
And that was a good run for Matthew Salazar. Listening to some of the Milliken tape early on this week.
32-yard gain.
He hasn't had a gain like that in a few games.
First and 10, Milliken in Pio territory at the 32-yard line. Trips left. Salazar on Lombardo's left. 9:55 and counting. Here's the handoff. This time Salazar's met in the backfield by Damon Loker. Big tackle. And we also had big 93 in there for the Pios. Tim Nelson with a big stop there. So they're calling it second and 10. 9:24 and counting. Ball at the Pio 32. Ball on the right hash here. Twins right, single receiver left, Salazar on Lombardo's right. The snap, it's going to go to Lombardo again up the middle, and the piles are there to meet him after a couple of yards. Stephen Lazarus on the tackle this time. Had a little help from Nick Montes. So that makes it 3rd and 8 here. 8:56 and counting, a key play for the Pioneer defense. And you can hear the Pio faithful cheering them on. 8:45 and counting, ball at the 30-yard line of the Pios, leading 7-0. After an 80-yard drive capped off by a 7-yard touchdown by Marcus Johnson. So, ball in the right hash at the 30, Twins left, single receiver right, Salazar on Lombardo's left. Here's the snap, looking to his left, it's intercepted! Jagger Vine, he's got some room, he's at the 45, the 50, the 45, the 40, the 30, the 25, 10, 15, 10! Touchdown, he's just out of bounds at the, it's a touchdown! Jagger Vine, an 80-yard return, pick 6. There is a flag, though. It has to be on the return. Let's see. Yeah, it's probably against the Piles for blocking the back, but almost their third pick 6 of the season.
See if they pick this one up.
We had a 2-game streak going in North Park and against Illinois Wesleyan, and this would have been number 3. Let's see what the flag is, if they pick it up or if it's against the offensive team. Coach Buda's talking with a sideline judge here. It looks like it's going to go against the Piles, but they will keep the it happened after the turnover. Just as I imagined, a legal block below the waist. So it's a 15-yard penalty from the spot of the ball. So let's see where they're going to mark this. The ref standing with the ball at the 50-yard line. So they're going to, it's probably going to go all the way back to the pile 35. But nonetheless, after giving up a 30-yard run on the opening play of the Milliken's first drive, Carroll gets a huge pick there.
Man, I was rooting for the junior Jagger Vine on that.
Jagger Vine. Sounds like a character in a Grateful Dead song here in this 53rd anniversary of the release of American Beauty. Here come the Pios. But very happy for the 6'1 junior from New Franken. Jagger Vine. Ball at the right hash. Twins left, single receiver right. Johnson on Raby's right. Here's the snap. Raby looking down the middle. Now he's rolling out to his right. He gets it off and overthrows. Really nobody open there. Well covered by the Milliken D. So good patience there by Raby, and good decision to live another day. 2nd and 10 for the Pios. 8:02 is your time remaining in the first quarter. A 7-0 Pioneer lead that was almost 14-0 on a potential pick 6 by Jagger Vine, which was called back on a block below the waist. But you can still count the INT from number 27. So Pios 2nd and 10. Ball in the right hash. Twins left. Tight end wing left. Single receiver right. Johnson on Raby's left. Here's a snap, and it's going to go to Johnson. He pulls it out over off tackle, and he gets about a 4-yard gain there, close to 5. They're marking the ball just short of the 40-yard line, so make that a 3rd and 5. 7:47, your time remaining in the first quarter. Actually, ball's marked at the 39, so make it 3rd and 6. So, quick muddle huddle there with the pile O-line.
Some good running yards here for the freshman.
Ball in the middle of the field. Twins left, single receiver right. Yep, the freshman Johnson on Raby's right. 7:27 and counting here. A 7-0 pile lead. Here's a snap. Raby looks downfield. He's got time. He's got a guy. Oh, overthrows Eichstad, but there is a flag in the backfield. Eichstad a little shaken up on a high hit, going for a high pass. Let's see what there might be defensive holding here based on what I saw. And Eichstad a little shaken up there, kind of favoring his left-hander, shoulder. He's going to come off, it looks like, for a second here. Let's see what the call is. Pio defense is going back here, so I'm not sure. Maybe it was offensive interference. Eichstad well covered on that play. They're thinking it might be a thumb or a finger on Eichstad. So I have yet to see a call from the refs here, but offensive, so it's going to be declined. And it's fourth down. So here comes the Pyle punting unit here with 7:19 remaining in the first quarter.
You would love to have seen some, you know, points off that interception, Don.
You sure would have, Greg, yep. So, but very important defensive stand for Milliken, trailing 7-0. Noah Strebler comes out, and that's Carson Reese, the sophomore, back to receive from New Berlin, Illinois. The punt from Strebler, a high hanger, and it's going to drop, and it's going to die around. That's going to roll a little bit to about the 20, right at the 20-yard line. It'll get marked, so good coverage there by the Pyle punt team. So Aiden Lombardo and company doing a little Auld Lang Syne, starting over again. Had a very very impressive start. They started with good field position, then a 30-yard scamper there by Matthew Salazar. Put him into the Pyle territory, but a third down interception by Jagger Vine thwarted that. So we've got Salazar and Lombardo's right, twins right, ball in the right hash of the 20, and the single receiver left. Here's a snap. It's going to go to Salazar running left. He's got some room, but not much. About a four-yard gain there. And it looks like Elios Martinez on the tackle there. The senior coming from his D-end, left D-end spot. So,
man, he's a good defensive player.
They're calling it a five-yard gain. So, yeah. Yeah, good guard. Yep, he is.
He's gotten
great
some
wheels.
Good interceptions. And
yep. He had a pick six.
Yeah.
He had the second of the season. So 6:31 and counting, second and five, ball at the 25 of the Pyle. Single receivers both sides. Looks like a double tight end. And Lombardo under center here. He's going to hand off to Salazar on the right, and he's met by a host of Pyles. It's either no gain or a very short gain. They might give him a few inches on that. Travis Lumberg, number 43, gets credit for the stop on that. So good to be calling Travis's name. The 6-foot junior from Cumberland, Wisconsin. 5:50 and counting here in the first quarter. A third and five, another key play for the Pyle defense. And you can certainly hear it. Ball in the middle of the field here. Trips left. Salazar on Lombardo's left. Tight end right. Here's the snap. Oh, it's a keeper by Lombardo. And he's got first down yardage. A sneaky little play there. So the 6-foot, 200-pound junior from Lyle, Illinois shows he's got some wheels. A design play. Big hole up the middle. So the Big Blue move the chains again here with 5:19 and counting in the first quarter. Pioneers leading 7-0. Ball at the 31 of Carroll. So I thought for sure they're going to pass there, Greg.
Well, and Milliken is proving that they're still in this.
Yep. Twins left, single receiver right, ball near the right hash. Salazar and Lombardo's left. It's going to go to Salazar again, and he's met for a very short gain. Wow, it's amazing he got as many as he did because there were some Pyles in the backfield. Nick Mantis with help from Loker and Campbell.
Host of Pioneer defensive guys.
It was almost a loss of yardage there, but a great effort by Salazar fighting for the 1 yard he got. Second and nine, 4:33 and counting here. First quarter, a 7-0 Pyle lead on a Marcus Johnson 7-yard run. So the Big Blue lineup, single receivers both sides. Two running backs this time. I don't got the number on the other tailback joining Salazar. It's like a T formation there. Oh, fakes the handoff. He's got Salazar there for first down yardage. Finally brought out of bounds by Jake Binkowski at about the 42-yard line. First and 10. Another first down here for the Big Blue. So they had number 6, Ian Haggerty. They faked the handoff to him. And then they hit Salazar in the flat. And Salazar did the rest. So another well-designed play.
Some trickery
by the Milliken offense here.
Behalf of Milliken.
There sure is, yeah. So, Coach Carlton Hall having some fun here. Ball in the left hash here. First and 10 at the 42. Trips right. No receivers left. Salazar on the right. He gets the handoff up the middle, and he's met by a couple piles there. Will Campbell, the first one to meet him. 3-yard gain. Make it second and 7 with 3:29 and counting in the first quarter. Ball at the 45 of the Big Blue. And for sure, the Big Blue are eating up a lot of clock here, Greg.
Yeah, I was just thinking it'll be interesting to see at halftime time of possession. Or even.
No doubt. So ball in the middle of the field. Twins right, no receivers left. Tight end wing left. Salazar on Lombardo's right. Here's a snap. It's going to go to Salazar again on the left. He's got a little running room, but not much. Gets about a three and a half yard gain there. Will be wrapped out just short of the 49-yard. So a third and four at the 48, they're calling it. Well, actually, 49.
And this is a
third and three.
Third down. For
it sure is.
For
our piles.
Yes.
Get them off the field. It is a key play, as you can hear. 2:31 and counting, third and three for Big Blue. A 7-0 Pioneer lead here. Twins right, single receiver left. Salazar on Lombardo's right. Here's a snap. Fakes a quick screen pass. Oh, he's met for a loss. Jake Binkowski on a big stick against number 12, Cord Miller.
That's what we need.
The junior from Decatur, local boy. So a big, big stand by the Pio defense. And the loss of yardage also helps. So instead of fourth and three, it's fourth and four. 1:50 and counting. J.R. Muth back to receive for the Pios. The first punt of the game coming from Lucas Mosqueda, a 5'8 sophomore from West Frankfort, Illinois. Here's the punt. It's going to hit the ground first. Muth is going to field it. Gets by one tackler, gets by a second, gets the 20, 25, 30, pushed out near the 35. So a nice return by the senior, J.R. Muth. Coach Buda, I think, wanted a late hit there. But it looked like contact was still made before the white.
Coach Buda is definitely very aggressive, not wanting to take anything from these refs. He's on them.
Oh, yeah. So ball marked right at the 35, first and 10 for the Pio offense. Pioneer Aviation. Ball in the left hash, trips right, single receiver left. Johnson on Raby's right. Here's the snap. Raby looks to his left. Now he goes back to his right to Johnson. Johnson's got some good blocking up front. He's got first down yardage and finally brought down a push right to the 50 of midfield. So a little help from some friends. Gives Johnson a nice 15-yard gain on a short Raby pass. Another well-designed play. I thought for sure they're going to Eichstad there over the middle. So they move the chains with 1:09 remaining in the first quarter, a 7-0 Pio lead. Here comes the Pios. Ball close to the right hash here. Twins left, single receiver right. Tight end wing right. Johnson on Raby's left, and it's going to go. No, he fakes to Johnson. Raby's looking long downfield. He's got Eichstad over the middle, and it's incomplete. A little miscommunication there on the pattern. Raby was looking right over the middle, but Eichstad had kind of cut back to the outside before cutting back in. So, fortunately, I thought for a second there might have been intercepted, but 49 seconds remain here, second and 10, ball right at the 50-yard line. For the Pio offense, looking to add to a 7-0 lead here, maybe even before the first quarter breaks. So trips left, single receiver right, Johnson on Raby's left here. And the flag is down. We might have had, some movement. So,
okay.
And haven't really seen too many of those this season.
Nope.
And Eichstad, the senior, gets a call, interestingly enough. Usually he's don't have too many calls against Eichstad here.
Who does, since we know Eichstad is...
Real quick, trips left, single receiver right, Johnson on Raby's left here. And it's going to go to Johnson up the middle. Got a little room, not much, but he pushes forward for about maybe two or three here.
So we think Eichstad must might end up in the NFL. Hopefully, that's
there's been some talk.
His goals. Those are his dreams. But who does he remind you of, Don, as an NFL player playing right now?
You know, because he's so tall and he's broad-shouldered, but he's got great speed. I'd almost have to think back, you know, kind of like a smaller Keyshawn Johnson.
Okay.
You know, Johnson could have been a tight end if he wanted. He's great that way, and I can see why there's interest from the NFL on that. But here we go. So big third and 13 here. Twins left, ball in the right hash, no receivers right. Johnson on Raby's left here. Here's the snap. Raby fakes the handoff. Going downfield. It's intercepted. No. Yes. Does he have it? No, they're calling it incomplete. Devin Williams had a break on that. I'm not even sure who Raby was going to there. There was a swarm of big blue defenders there and a zone package there, like a dime package. So, again, I think that might have been a miscommunication, but that'll do it for the first quarter. Pioneers leading 7-0. When we come back, the Pioneers will punt. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Calvin, take it away.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Okay, I think we're back here.
Okay.
Welcome back to Schneider Stadium to start the second quarter. A 4th and 13 situation, so Streveler will come out to punt. Back to return for Milliken is number 34, Carson Reese. And Streveler gets a snap, punting from his own 31. Here's a good long and deep punt. Reese has to come back for it, and he catches it, and he's tackled right where he catches it there, about the 8-yard line. There is a flag here. Let's see what that's about. A.J. Moore with the tackle. So another senior's name getting called here on senior day. Let's see what the flag is. The ball right now is spotted at the 5 of Milliken, so this would be huge if the penalty's against Milliken. And Pioneer defense out in the field not making any movements here, so if anything, they may be going the other way. So, yeah, I'm listening to Ross Bucharitz on the live stream. He's saying that Reese should have caught that because he didn't get any gain on that, and he could have dropped it. But so one ref's marking it at the 5, the other's marking it at the 8. And so they're trying to mark where maybe half the distance the goal line is. There must have been a hold.
During the return, illegal block in the back.
Illegal block in the back against Milliken. So the ball gets moved to close to the 4-yard line there with the penalty. So. Great opportunity for the Carroll defense to make a big play here, pinning Milliken deep. Even a 3-and-out would be fantastic. Here comes Milliken, single receivers both sides. Salazar on Lombardo's right. Here's a snap. It's going to go to Salazar, and he's got nowhere to go. Actually, Ian Haggerty was in on that play, excuse me. And looks like he lost yardage here. Loss of one as of right now. So 14-34 and counting the second quarter, a 7-0 Pioneer lead on the opening drive. 80-yard drive capped off with a 7-yard run from Johnson. So 2nd and 11 for Big Blue. And again, Haggerty on the right. Single receivers both sides. It's handed off. A big hole up the middle there for Haggerty. And finally stopped at about the 10 there. Big 3rd and 4.
Interesting and, that they're giving it to Haggerty.
Yeah.
So
manageable 3rd and 4 here for Milliken, but they are in their own 10-yard line, so I would anticipate either a very short pass or a running play as we get our end-of-quarter stats. Thank you, sir. I didn't get the there was a swarm of Pioneers there, so I didn't get the tackler. But another key play for the Pio defense. Ball in the middle of the field. Twins right, single receiver left. Salazar, or no, Haggerty on the left. He gets a handoff. He's going nowhere. Pio defense all over that. Steven Lazarus with help from Nick Montes and a host of other Pios. Damon Loker in there too. So Coach Pfeffer's defense does its job on that series. 13-10 counting. Fourth down. Mosqueda into punt. J.R. Muth back at the Milliken 46 to return.
Man,
this is a fourth and five, so you got to watch for an offsides.
Our defense
really gets
to the ball quick.
They sure do, especially on that play. Here's a snap. Pressure. Oh, heavy pressure. Forces a bad punt. No Pios are going near it. It's going to die a natural death close to finally at about just short of the 45 of Milliken. So excellent field position for Josh Raby and company as the Pioneer Aviation comes on the field. 12:36 remaining, second quarter. And Pioneers would love to get that second score on the board. So, Greg, what are your thoughts? I'm looking at the end of the first quarter stats here. Milliken has 9 rushes for 54 yards. Carroll, 7 for 29. Passing yards, 9 for Milliken, 59 for Carroll. Lombardo, 2 for 3 with 1 interception. Raby, 4 for 8. So here come the Pios. Trips left, ball on the right hash at the 45 of Milliken. Single receiver right. Mikey Coleman on Raby's left. Coleman in the game now. And it's a handoff to Coleman going to the right. Got some good blocking, and he's got close to a first down. Nope. Actually, make that about a 7 or 8 yard gain. Still a great run there by Coleman and some great lead blocking there. Especially from right guard. Where's my guy here? Trevor Pye, 73.
You know what surprises me about that first quarter stat? 9 yards of offense for Milliken. When they've been good, they've been good.
Passing yards, yeah.
Yeah.
Trips left, single receiver right. Coleman on Raby's left here. 12:01 and counting, 2nd and 3. Pioneers looking to add to a 7-0 lead. Here's a snap. Raby looks to his left. He's going deep. And is it caught? It's caught! Wow, what a catch! J.R. Muth, man, under heavy coverage there by Wasulawal.
Even the fans didn't know to cheer.
Right. Oh, it took a while. It was well covered on that. Great pass by Raby. And it was one of those comebackers on a fly from the split end spot. Clock runs 11:41 here. First and goal, Pios at the 8-yard line of Milliken on the gazebo side. Ball in the left hash. Trips right, no receivers left. A pass high, tipped and almost caught. Almost picked there. Michelle Gary, the 5'9 sophomore, got a hand on that, almost picked that. So it's kind of a crisscross pattern there that was going for J.R. Muth. And Muth almost caught the deflection there. So 2nd and 10, clock stops at 11:25 on the incomplete pass. 2nd and goal,
you know,
for the Pios.
Crisscross will make you do, right, Don? They'll make you jump.
That's it, yeah. Twins right, tight end wing right. Coleman on Raby's left, single receiver left. There is a flag down. Looks like a free play for the Pios. Touchdown! Is that Trevor Hancock? Hancock with the touchdown. Let's check the flag, though. I'm guessing it was offside defense because they allowed the play to continue. Offside defense, so it will be declined, and the touchdown to Hancock will stop. Will stand, excuse me. So Hancock coming from the right end wing over to the left and was wide open. Raby threw a bullet. So Raby gets his first touchdown in the pass the game, and a great touchdown for Trevor Hancock as Jake Laurent from Kenosha comes in, the senior. And whistle clocks, game stops for a second here. They're going to reset the play clock.
Is that Dan Domock, our clock operator today?
That could be, yeah. The snap, the hold, and the kick is good. So with 11:20 in the first half, it's the Pios 14 and the Big Blue nothing. We'll be right back after this quick 30-second break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Calvin, take it away.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Okay, welcome back to Schneider Stadium. I'm assuming we're back. Laurent will kick off for the Piles, now leading 14-0 after a 7-yard touchdown pass from Raby to tight end Trevor Hancock. And back to return for Big Blue is Joseph Bibbs, number 2, and Darian Suber, number 10. Both are freshmen.
Yeah, this Milliken team is a young team.
Sure is. Here comes Laurent. Here comes the kick. It's a squibber. It's going to bounce to the 35. The up back fields it. And he moves up. He's got a good field position, brought down at the 40. So, and a little extracurricular activity there, too, after the tackle. But no flags called and no real harm done. And Salazar in an up back position fielded that. So, yeah, I get you want to kick it short to avoid a long return. But when Matthew Salazar is the up back, I'm not sure that's the best move. I would rather have seen Laurent take that 1 yard.
Yeah.
Into the shaded corner there. On the Lamaze side of the field, the scoreboard side of the field. So here come Lombardo and company. The ball is on the right hash at the 41 of Milliken. Twins right. Single receiver left. Salazar and Lombardo's left. It's a handoff to Salazar going to right, then cutting it back. Really not much to go there. Well defended. As Ian Haggerty, excuse me on that. So it looks like they're calling it like a 1 yard, 1 or 2 yard gain. So who had the tackle on that? I missed that.
I didn't hear it, Don. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm thinking it's second and 9 from the 42. I think Braden Bolt got credit for the tackle there, looks like. So. Trips left, ball on the right hash, single receiver right, second and 9, 10:37 and counting. Haggerty on the left. Snap. He's going to his right. He's going long. And it's incomplete. Wow. Looked like there might have been an interference there.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
That was the bridges of Marion County on the coverage there. In college, though, the corner does not have to turn around. And so maybe there wasn't really any contact there until the ball came down. So. Piles might have gotten away with one, but either way, it's 3rd and 9 and another key play for the Pio defense. Looking to not only protect a 14-0 lead, but get that explosive Pio offense the ball back here. So ball on the right hash of the 42-yard line, 3rd and 9 here, 10:29 remaining. Twins left, single receiver right. Haggerty and Salazar's left. Here's pressure, and he's sacked! Big Nick Montes! Solo sack all the way back to the 29 of Milliken. Another big third down play from the Pio defense.
Wow.
And you can hear the roar from the crowd as the punt return team comes out on the field. J.R. Muth lined up at the 38-yard line of Carroll. Lucas Muscoda punting from his own 15-yard line for Milliken. Here's a snap, some pressure. Another short punt, fair caught right at the 40 there by J.R. Muth. So Piles will take over in good field position with 9:47 remaining the half, looking to add to a 14-0 lead. Last year, as you may recall, the Pioneers came out with 2 or 3 quick scores. And then Milliken had settled down and made it interesting as the Piles did pull off a 26-18 victory last year. So here comes the Pio offense. Ball on the left hash, 40-yard line, 1st and 10, leading 14-0. Twins right. Tight end wing left. And it looks like Nick Lagnoli gets his first touch of the game, and that's an impressive 7-yard gain.
Yeah, we just heard Mantis has his had his seventh sack of the season.
Seventh sack of the season for Nick Mantis. Good call, Greg. So second and three from the Pio 47. And it's good to see Legs get a touch on that. And also a new receiver in for the Pios here. Number 12, Cameron Evans, a sophomore from Moorhead, Minnesota.
Straight gravy.
Twins right, single receiver left. It's going to go. No, Legs again up the middle. He pushes close to fourth down yardage, just short by a yard. So right up the old one hole coming from the left side there off the shotgun.
Good to see Cameron Evans in there.
It sure is. You know, you talk about size. He's got some pretty good height on him here. Let me check that for Evans. 6'6", 200-pound sophomore. That's almost, you know, tight end numbers.
From Moorhead, Minnesota.
Yeah. My son was recruited by MSU Moorhead. So 3rd and 1, Twins right, tight end wing right, Legs on Raby's right. Legs will get it. He's got first down yardage and maybe one or two more. So the Pios will move the chains with 8:35 remaining in the second quarter.
You know what Johnny would say? Those chains are rattling.
The chains are rattling. I hope Johnny brings us back a buck.
You know,
I think they have some venison for dinner. Yeah,
yeah, venison would be wonderful.
It sure is. So here comes Raby and company with the clocks move or the chains moving. 1st and 10 from the 48 of Milliken. Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the middle of the field. Legs on Raby's right. Fakes the legs. He's going deep to the right to Eichstad. And oh, Eichstad had it, but great coverage there by the Milliken defense, number 32. Latrell Hannon, the 5'6 freshman from Lafayette. Great coverage there because he knocked it away just as the ball was going into Eichstead's pouch. So make that 2nd and 10 with 8:03 remaining. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. That was a simple fly pattern to Eichstad, and he came back for it, as they like to do. But great discipline by Hannon here. Double tight end right, no receiver. Twins left, legs on Raby's left. 2nd and 10. Pyle's looking to add to a 14-0 lead here. And now they're going to call timeout. So Carroll will use their first timeout of the half. And I'm a big fan of calling timeouts, using them more liberally in the first half.
Yep.
So, and, you know, especially on a 2nd and 10 here, it's a good time to talk about it.
Yep. Coach Buda is getting his team fired up for this next offensive series here.
That's it. Well, they, you know, they got the first down the old-fashioned way, running hard up the middle on 3 straight.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
At the 35 of Milliken. Here's a snap. A quick screen to Legs. Flag is down. And so is Legs after about a 3-yard gain. Let's check the flag. It's in the backfield, so it looks like it'll go against the Pios here. So we're still waiting on the call from the official here.
Taking these officials a long time on some of these,
these
calls.
Oh, roughing the passer against Big Blue. So someone got a little overzealous there. So instead of a short gain, it's a 15-yard freebie. I shouldn't say freebie because Raby took a lick to get that. But the ball... The chains have been moved all the way to the 17 of Milliken. First and 10, Pioneers. Twins right, no receivers left. Ball in the left hash. Legs on Raby's right. Double tight end right. Here's a snap. It's going to go to Legs. And he pushes up the middle. He's got about three or four there. So almost like a trap play the way the offensive line behaved on that, creating a nice hole there for Legs. So... Second and six for the Pios, 6:29 and counting in the first half. Pios looking to add to a 14-0 lead. Ball near the left hash. Twins right, single receiver left. Marcus Johnson back in the game on Raby's right. Raby awaits the snap. Here it is. Raby looks to his right. He's going into the end zone. And it's flag intended for J.R. Muth. And number 13 gets caught with a you can't do that. Wasu Lawal gets called with a penalty. I thought it was pretty close, but it's just like in basketball when you're looking to defend from behind the offensive player, they're going to call that, and I think that's what happened here. So, so Lawal gets called. Ball will be placed at the two-yard line. So because it was in the end zone, the ball will be placed at the two-yard line, akin to what they do in the NFL. I think the NFL, they put it at the one-yard line.
Yeah, yeah.
So first and goal, Pioneers, after the interference call, committed on J.R. Muth. Here come the Pios. Bunch formation, Raby under center. I love it. Legs is lined up behind him. Stack tight end right. Both tight ends out there. And a timeout will be called by Milliken, it looks like. Their first of the half with 6:06 remaining. And we'll take a quick timeout here, a 30-second break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Calvin, take it away, please.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Schneider Stadium. It's first and goal at the 2-yard line. Raby under center. He hands off there. And it's going to be a touchdown, Pios. Jake Netchen, the senior, number 26. Off tackle on the left. So the Pioneers are on the board again.
What a good touchdown. We said we want seniors to be highlighted.
A senior gets a touchdown on this one.
Yeah.
Reserve running back Jake Netchen gets a nice look there. Great blocking. So here comes Jake Laurent looking to make it 21-0. Tyler McLean holding. Here's a snap in the hold, and everything's good with 6:03 remaining. The Pioneers now lead the Big Blue of Milliken 21-0. We'll be right back on the Pioneer Radio Football Network after these after a 30-second message. Calvin, take it away, please.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
We're back at Schneider Stadium. This is a good game so far, Don, as the Pioneers lead it
21-0.
Yes.
And so Laurent kicking off to a couple names I like to say here. Joseph Bibbs, number 2, and Darian Suber, number 10. Both freshmen, both diaper dandies for the Big Blue. Here's the boot from, and it's a longer one. It'll be fielded. It'll be fair caught, actually, at the 10-yard line. I think the college rule makes that an automatic touchback there by Suber. So Aiden Guy Lombardo and company will start the New Year's Eve party from their own 20 here, trailing 21-0, looking to make some noise. And let's see. Here come the Big Blue in all white, royal blue numbers, royal blue helmet with the Gilthorpe Milford M on the helmet. Piles in all dark gray, orange numbers, orange stripes on the shoulders, and Pio Pete on the orange helmet. Twin packages, no, trips right, twins left. Empty backfield here for Lombardo. The snap, Lombardo looks to his left. Now I think he's going to run it. And Steven Lazarus there to say hello. Right at the 25-yard line, so that'll be a no-gainer for Milliken here. And while it's second and 10, Kelvin, let's take a quick moment for station identification here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Okay, we're back, and it's second and 10. For the Big Blue, twins right, single receiver left, tight end wing from the left to the right now. Tailback on Lombardo's right. Fakes a handoff. Lombardo rolling out right. Got some pressure now. And now he's going to get sacked. Big Tim Nelson.
Yes. That's a good sack.
With a big punch there. Knockout punch. Third and a long. They're from their 15, so make that third and 20 with 4:58 remaining.
That's the second sack on Lombardo of the day.
Second sack for the Piles, and the first for the first of the game for the 5'10" junior from Racine Lutheran High School. And you got to credit that other side of the line who put some pressure on and forced Lombardo to the right. So here it is. We got four receivers, quad right, single receiver left. I wonder if Quad Graphics sponsored that one. Empty backfield. Here's a snap. Lombardo under some pressure. He rolls out left now. And Lazarus again is going to tackle him. It is a short gain of about two or three, but it matters not. The Big Blue will have to punt. Elios Martinez actually on that tackle. I stand corrected. I thought that was Lazarus.
I say they go for it, Don. I mean,
fourth and 17, why not?
Yeah.
Lucas Mosqueda would rather punt it deep. Jarmuth standing right at the 50-yard line for the Pios. So, waiting the snap. Clock winding, 3:50 and counting in the opening half. Here's the punt. Oh, he gets beaten and a flag will come down. That was a soccer-style punt. Muth gets it. Gets all the way to about the 45 before being pushed out of bounds. Let's check the flag. It's going to go against the Piles. I don't know if it's a personal foul variety. It's an automatic first down. If it's a running into the kicker, it may just be 5 yards. But Amarian Bridges is arguing that the ball was tipped. They're calling it roughing the kicker, so 15-yard penalty and first down. So, you know, I get that we're up 21-0, and I get that Milliken hasn't won a game all year, but it was, you know, it's penalties like these that kept Carthage in the game last week and what cost us dearly at Augustana. And, I'd rather would have had light pressure and just take the awesome field position. I get that you want to give your special teams guys a chance and some looks, but so instead of getting the ball in great field position at what would be the Milliken 45, the defense has to come back, and Milliken has first down at their own 32. So that kind of field position, you have to believe that Coach Hall and his unit are going to do take some more chances here on offense. So this is the kind of field position their offense coordinator, Deion Wiggins, any OC is going to love here. 3:38 remaining in the first half. A bunch of trips left. No receivers right. Ball on the left hash. Tailback on Lombardo's left. And it's a hand up. Flag is down, I think, before the play. False start. And it's going to go against the quarterback, Aiden Lombardo, starting the New Year's party early. So, first and 15 from the 27, so break for the Pios there. Clock stops with the penalty, 3:36 in the second quarter. And like to see the Pios get the ball back here. Trips right, single receiver left. Salazar on Lombardo's right. The ball at the 27. Here's a snap. It's going to go. No, he fakes Salazar. Lombardo's rolling out right. He's got some running room. Breaks one tackle. Pushed out of bounds after about a 6 yard gain there. So he gets most of that penalty yardage back after Damon Loker forces him out of bounds. So Lombardo shows some wheels there. And great sleight of hand, too, because I was following Salazar on what I thought was the handoff.
Well, and most of his runs so far today have been on fakes, you know.
Yeah.
He fakes it, too.
Good sleight of hand there.
Yeah.
So 3:18 remaining. Second and 10, they're calling it. A 5 yard gain. Ball on the right hash here at the 32 of the Pios. Twins right, single receiver left, tight end wing right. Salazar and Lombardo's right. It's a handoff to Salazar, but not much to go there as a swarm of Pios come to meet him. No gain.
The Pioneers.
Nick Mantis, Stephen Lazarus on that.
Have been really good at stopping Salazar.
Yes, sir. I think Will Campbell is in on that tackle as well. So Tim Nelson comes off, maybe in favor of some faster rushing D linemen. Clayton Huber, the sophomore from Ham Lake, Minnesota, in on the D line.
Third
and he's
down.
Joined by Riley Staub, the 5'11 junior from Oshkosh West High School. So another key play, third and 10, with 2:20 and counting in the second quarter, a 21 Pioneer lead. Twin packages both sides. Salazar and Lombardo's right. Here's a snap. Lombardo looking deep. He goes to his right. He's got a receiver, but it's a little wide. The receiver had a decent, was somewhat open there, but pass went a little too wide there from Lombardo. So the Milliken punt team will come out again. And we see J.R. Muth back to return. He's standing at about the 37 of the Pios. Lucas Mosqueda, who was hammered on that last punt attempt. He's back at his own 18. Here's a snap. Good snap. Decent pressure again, and it's a shorter punt. Takes a bounce. Muth, he runs to his right after the catch. Finds a few openings and brought down about the 48-yard line. So almost a 10-yard return. A little scuffle there after the snap. A flag will come down. And it got a little chippy there.
We haven't seen that. I mean, we've seen a little chippiness on behalf of the, Pioneers this year. But
A.J. Hogan, the sophomore from Homewood, Illinois, for the Pios, was involved in that. He's getting an earful from Coach Ken Ackerman. There's an injured Pio.